This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
I'm often asked, can we know God personally? Are His promises real? These are important questions, my friends, and I will answer them by examining a special friendship that God had thousands of years ago. In the 12th chapter of Genesis, we're introduced to Abraham, who became the father of the Jewish people and faith. He lived in the area that today is known as Iraq, but God told him to leave his homeland and travel to a new place where God would bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Of course, Abraham's half of the bargain required significant sacrifice, faith, and obedience. And when Abraham was 99 years old and still childless, it seemed impossible that God would keep his promise to make him into a great nation. Yet 1 year later, Isaac was born. And through Isaac's son Jacob, Abraham's family began to expand into a great people. This story ought to remind us of God's faithfulness in our own lives and why we must trust Him. God's promises are real. If He says He will do something, He will. And when He says He wants to know us personally, He means it. As God was a good and faithful friend to Abraham, He will be the same to us.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Learn more about the High Holy Days with inspirational devotions from Rabbi Eckstein. Download a free copy today at ifcj.ca/devotional. That's ifcj.ca/devotional.